on the show, World of Dance. We've got Derek Huff on the phone.
Hey, how are you?
Good. Last time we saw you in Vegas, you were at our Divas Day Out, and the women went crazy.
Well, man, that was a good day. Good time.
Derek, congratulations to you. You have done well, of course, Dancing with the Stars, World of Dance now, where you get to work with J-Lo every week, don't you?
I do indeed. She is a joy and a wonder.
You know, I don't know if everybody knows that she started out as a dancer. She was one of the fly girls on In Living Color. And I think people think of her as, you know, of course, she's J-Lo, she's an actress, she can dance.
She's a singer.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, she can actually absolutely dance. You know, she's actually finishing up her whole Vegas run, I think this week. I think she has the last couple of shows, and she's, if you've ever seen her live, she's, oh wow, man, she's 100% every show and dancing her booty off, man. She really is. It's, you know, no pun intended, but she's incredible.
Everybody who has seen that show has said that it's a lot better than what you think.
Oh, it's so good.
In other words, when you go in, you have one mindset, and then when you walk out, you go, wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, and it's actually funny. You know, I feel like Jennifer and I, we definitely, you know, there's definitely a mutual respect there and for the way we approach things and we attack, you know, what we work on and what we do. And she's a workhorse, man, but she's very passionate and she's very thorough. And well, she's had such a long career, man. It's
You know, and let's not discount the fact that Neo, you know, I mean, he's got some moves, too.
Oh, Neo's the master, man. First of all, what's amazing about Neo, not only that he's like an incredible songwriter and amazing musician, amazing singer, he can dance, he can move, but he's also just a great guy. You know, he's a family man, and he's a goofball, which I love because looking at him, I'm like, oh, this guy is the most swag, cool, you know. And then I get getting to know him, like, wait, he's a dork like me. All right, this is great.
Derek, you're coming through. You're doing your own tour. And I was looking, actually, you're going to be here next May. I know you're heading out next year. But what is it that we can expect from you and what you're bringing to Vegas?
Yeah. Well, you know, this is my first solo tour. I'm hitting 60 cities, going around. What's going to make this different from any other tour that I've been a part of or done is that it's going to have a live band. You know, it's going to have live musicians infused with the live dancing. So I'm very, very, very excited about that element because I'm a musician myself and I'm a drummer. And, you know, to have live percussion on stage while dancing is just really a different element, different feeling. And also, like, I just, obviously it's not until next year, so I really feel like I have a nice window and runway to create some of my best work, you know, and present it to the people on this tour, you know. And I love coming to the Smith Center, you know, the performing arts. It's such a beautiful, beautiful theater there in Vegas. And I'm going to be there on May 31st. But you can go get the tickets right now at DerekHuff.com. Go check it out. And, yeah, I can't wait. I love performing and being on stage and having an interaction with the audience. It's going to be like a rock concert for Dan.
Talking to Derek Huff. And Derek, everybody knows you can dance and you're probably one of the best.
Right.
But when you go to like a friend's wedding or something or a private function, just a personal thing, and people are dancing there, do you have to, I guess,
like take it down a notch, back it up a little bit? Yeah.
Dumb it down a little bit?
It's funny you say that. Actually, my older sister just got married 2 days ago, actually. So we were all at this wedding there. Yeah, it's funny. I call my beautiful hurricane, all my sisters. They are dancing their lives away. It's incredible. And I just kind of sit back and watch and just try not to get caught up in the hurricane, you know? But I'm kind of an awkward dancer in public, if I'm completely honest. I'm like a step-up guy, you know?
Yeah, because if it's on stage, it's what you do.
Right.
But if you're in that general, you know, gen pop.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, with everybody who's doing their best to do a dance, and then Derek Huff comes on the floor with whoever, and all of a sudden they're going, really, that's how he dances at a reception, wedding reception?
He can't do the wobble.
Yeah. There's definitely an expectation, and I try to disappoint as much as I possibly can in public.
Will there be a time that you, Jennifer, and Neo might do something together on stage?
Actually, we actually did do something already, actually. If you go on YouTube and type in, you know, World of Dance Judges performance, there's actually a piece that we did. So go check that out. It's a lot of fun. It was a lot of fun to do that.
That's so cool. I will actually post that on our website as well. And I look so forward to seeing you next year at the Smith Center. That is going to be a great show in what is an amazing theater.
Buy your tickets now.
Go to DerekHuff.com.
All right. And Derek, tell your sister I said hi.
We'll do.
She's married, Mike. She's
that
married
doesn't mean
off.
I can't say hi. All right, Derek Huff from the show World of Dance. Derek, always good catching up with you, man.
I appreciate it.
You're listening to the Mike and Carla Morning Show on 96.3 AKLZ.